following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 5th chapter, text number 1, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 6, 1973, in Stockholm, Sweden.
Rishabhdev was incarnation of God. He was instructing his sons before retirement. So, he is instructing Ayam Deha, this body, Deho Bhajang Niloki. Deho Bhajang means one who has accepted this material body. Actually, this body has no existence. It is simply a covering. Therefore, it is called Maya. Everyone, we have got experience that at night we forget this body. We act in a different body in dream. At night we feel there is no existence of this body. And at night dreaming we get another body, walking in a different place, creating a different situation, acting in a different body. It is a fact every day, every night we see it like this. And during the daytime, we forget that night body. So, actually we are possessing the gross body and the subtle body. When we act on the subtle body, the gross body is no longer existing. And when we walk in the gross body, the subtle body is not existing. But I am existing. I am existing both in the subtle body and gross body. This day's body is also a dream. But we are so foolish that we do not understand it. Mad, we are mad after. Therefore, this subtle body and gross body and they are vanishing at daytime and night time, the cats and dogs cannot understand. But a man, if he has got cool brain, he can understand. What is the sound? Nāyaṁ deho deho bhājāṁ niloke. Kastāṁ kāmāna rati virbhujāṁ. This daytime or night time, we work so hard. But what is the aim? Aim is to satisfy sense. Ask these people all over the world, especially in the Western country, they are making so many plans. Yesterday when we are coming by the plane, the whole 2 hours one man was working, making some calculations. So everybody is busy, very, very busy. But if we ask him, why you are working so hard? What is the aim? The aim, he has nothing to say except sense gratification. That's all. He has no more aim. He may think that I have got a big family, I have to maintain them, or I have got so much responsibility. But what is that? That is simply sense gratification. Even we manufacture so many isms, philanthropism, humanitarianism, nationalism, socialism, so many. But what are these isms? That is also sense gratification. I satisfy my senses. I want to see that the senses of my brother, senses of my sister, senses of my friends, or senses of my society people, or my nation, countrymen, they are satisfied. Business is sense gratification. Just like in our country, we got Mahatma Gandhi. So he started, he's supposed to be father of the nation. There are many leaders in different countries. But if we take account of their business, it is sense gratification. That's all. Extended sense gratification. Just like Marx. What is his name?
Karl Marx.
Karl Marx. He is thinking how the laborer, the worker, their senses will be gratified. That is his philosophy. Is it not?
Yes.
He is thinking that the capitalist, they are satisfying only their senses in luxuriously. Why not the laborers who are actually working? That is his philosophy. The central point is sense gratification. Just try to understand. The whole world is busy in different levels, but the central point is sense gratification. That's all. Is anybody has anything to say against this? Here, present. But here Rishabdev says, Niloke kastana kaman arhate na arhate na ayamadeha deho bhajang niloke kastana kaman arhate birbhujang ji. Such kind of hard work, it is done by the dogs and hogs also. So does it mean that we shall have to work? We have got this human form of body and we have to work just like dogs and hogs? Actually they are doing so. Nothing more than that. The dogs and hogs, they are busy all day and night, for the same thing, how to eat, how to sleep, how to have sex life, how to depend. The man is also working in the same way, under different level only, nationalism, socialism, this is in that. But the action of the dog and hog and the human society, so-called civilized, the point is the same. So Rishabdev says that so the dogs and hogs, they are working so hard for sense gratification, but this human form of body is not meant for that. It is for different purposes. That the modern civilization, they do not know that. Modern man, society, They do not know. They simply think that, yes, dog is sleeping on the street. We must have very nice building, very nice apartment, very nice bedstead. That is advancement of civilization. Otherwise, it is primitive. If we remain in the same standard, sleeping anywhere without any furniture, but after all, the subject matter is sleeping. Nothing more than that. Similarly, take eating also, and mating also. Then, the question will be, then what do you say? The human life is meant for? The answer is, tapo divyanga putra kajina sattam shuddhe. Human life is meant for tapasya. Tapasya. Tapasya means austerity. Denying this. Denying. The cats and dogs are satisfied as they eat more. They think they are enjoying. Nowadays the human being also, they are using so many appetizers, drinking. We study this in the aeroplane. Before eating, they supply wine, makes the appetite very strong, and then eat so much. Huge quantity. You have marked it? Yes. So that is their enjoyment. But Rishabhdev says, or the Shastra says, no, you should not eat at all. That is your purpose. Let's see. These animal-like men, they are eating so much, they are enjoying. But your business should be to decrease up to the point of need. No more. So are they prepared? No. It is very difficult. But that is the aim. Therefore we'll find those who are for spiritual advantage, like Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami belonged to a very rich man's son. His father and uncle were very rich men. 500 years ago, the income was 12 lakhs of rupees per annum. Then 1,100,000 of rupees. I think at the present moment the value has increased 100,000 times. Yes. Within our life we see, in our childhood, or boyhood we have seen, rice was selling at 3 rupees. 4 annas, first-class rice, my father used to purchase 15 months of rice at a time. And the cost was 3 rupees 4 annas. Just like cumin seeds, so fine. First-class rice. Now that first-class rice, at least in India, no more available. Because all first-class rice is exported. Indian government wants exchange. They want to get machine. So, in exchange of machine, they are sending all nice foodstuff outside. In killing the cows, they are sending meat, skin. With Russia, they have got agreement. So, Raghunath Das Goswami's father's income was 100,000 rupees per month. Now, I have heard that sometimes in 1 rupee they were selling 9 months of rice. So anyway, Raghunath Das Goswami, the point is, Raghunath Das Goswami was very, very rich man's son, only son, and had very beautiful wife. The father saw that this boy is little restless. He is very much attracted with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He wants to join. So he'll go away from home. So let him have a very beautiful wife, so that he may not go away. So rich man, so get a beautiful wife is not a very difficult thing. He got. And a special house, garden house, and with guard, so that the son may not go out. This was the position of Raghunath Das Goswami. So one day Raghunath Das Goswami is, at that time he was not Goswami, Raghunath. Raghunath's mother was advising her husband, or Raghunath's father, why don't you settle him? As old man, she was suggesting that better just lie in prison house, they are locked up in iron chain, similarly do for my son, so that he'll not be able to go out. So the father was replying, you mad old man, don't you see I have given her such a nice white circle, he's not attached at all. And what this iron circle will do? This was Raghunath Das Goswami. After all, Raghunath Das Goswami, somehow or other, in spite of vigilance of the father and mother, left home and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very glad that Raghunath has come. So his father thought that the boy has gone away, he is not inclined, so he may not suffer for want of money. So he sent 4 servants and 400 rupees per month expenditure for Raghunath. So Raghunath Das Goswami in the beginning was accepting that 400 rupees, but what he was doing, he was spending by inviting all the sannyasis, including Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So gradually Raghunath Das Goswami said that all his men, father's men, you better go home, I don't want your assistance. I don't want this money. Well, the master said they went back. And there was no invitation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired his personal secretary, Sarup Damodar. So Raghunath Das Goswami was entrusted for training to Sarup Damodar. He asked Sarup Damodar, we don't receive any invitation from Raghunath nowadays. Where is that? He has refused his father's money. He doesn't check. These men have gone back. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, that's very nice. He became a mendicant by taking help from home. It is not good. He has refused. That's very nice. But how is he eating nowadays? Now he is standing on the staircase of Jagannath temple. When the priests go home, they give him some contribution of the foodstuff. He maintained. Then after a few days, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Sarudam, Oh, nowadays I don't find Raghunath standing there. What is doing? Swarupa Damodar replied that Raghunath has given up that business, standing on this. He thought that he is standing like prostitute. No, I don't want. Then how is eating? Now he collects some rice which is washed away from the kitchen and he eats it. Raghunath Das Goswami was doing that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu one day went to his place and he was searching, just he was encouraging, he was searching. He saw there is a small pot, some rice he kept. So, Raghunath, what is this? Began to eat. Oh, it's very nice. You eat such nice things, you do not invite us. Raghunath Das Goswami said, it is not for you, don't take it. No, no, it is very nice. In this way, Raghunath Das Goswami increased. And later on, when after departure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to live in Vrindavan with the six Goswamis, he is also one of the Goswamis. He was taking three times bathing, but not eating. Every alternate days, he'll take a little buttermilk, that's all. This is called tapasya, austerity. Coming to the point of no more sleeping, no more sex life, no more defense. This is perfection. Who will accept this? And therefore, Rishabhdev says, Aham deva dehu bhajan loke to collect for eating, sleeping and mating, whole day and night working. Oh, this is not good. Then what is good? Tapa. Tapo dibbang putra kajena sattam suddhe. Sattam means your existence has to be purified. Our existence, you say, this existence is not purified. Therefore, we have got this material body. Now, what is the disadvantage? Let us have this material we are enjoying very nicely. What is it? Bad. But these rascals, they have no idea that we can avoid the, miserable condition of this body. We can avoid this. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosanu. But they do not know that this is unhappiness. This is distress. They are so callous, just like animals. They cannot think that there is possibility of not being slaughtered. When they are taken in the slaughterhouse, they agree to go because they know there is no other way. We have been meant for being slaughtered. Actually, that is the position. The poor animals, they have no power to protest, neither combinedly they can give a fighting to the human being. You see, 100 cows are being driven by one boy or one man. They're so helpless. If they combine with their horns, they can immediately kill that man. But they have no intelligence. They do not know how to fight. Sometimes they fight. But this is position. of the rascals and fools. Take the example, one cow or one bull is quite strong enough to kill 10 men. He has got so much strength. But because he has no intelligence, because he is animal, hundreds of cows and bulls are being driven by one man to the slaughter. So this intelligence, that is the difference between the animal and the man. If 100 men was being taken like that, immediately the man was taken to kill them, immediate. Why 110 men would have been sufficient? Or 2 men would have been sufficient, strong men. They would not tolerate. Similarly, we are also being driven by the laws of nature to accept these inconveniences, repetition of birth, death, old age and death. But at the present moment, why at the present moment always, these people, these rascal people, they do not know that we can be rescued from this repetition of birth, death, old age and death. They have no idea. And that is civilization. How to get out of this birth, death, old age and disease? That is civilization. But nobody, no scientist, no philosopher, no politician, they can conceive that there is such possibility. In the Bhagavad Gita, therefore, it is said, Janghina Bhatante Te Purusham Purushara Sava Sama Sukha Dukham Dhiram Samrita Taya Kalpate Amritatta means no more births, no more death. No more births, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. That is called Amritatta. Amrita means eternity or immortality. This will be the aim of human life. Thank you.